words. Our next speaker will be well known to many of you. Antoinette Braybrook has been the CEO of JIRA since it was established in 2002. JIRA is a place where culture is shared and celebrated, and where practical support to Aboriginal women and people who are experiencing or have experienced family violence is available. Please welcome Antoinette.
I acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I especially want to acknowledge Aunty Joy Murphy for graciously welcoming us and allowing us safe passage on your land for this significant event. An event where we gather year after year to draw attention to how unsafe it is to be a woman in this country. Aunty Joy, I look to you for guidance. I thank you for paving the way and for your strength and courage and determination to stay the course, to keep fighting for long overdue recognition of our people so that others in this country might come to recognise and feel privileged to be standing on the unceded lands of the oldest continuous culture in the world. As a woman, an Aboriginal woman, I stand here today outraged that so far in 2023, over 50 women's lives have been violently taken, many by men who know them. At least seven are First Nations women. In the last week alone, six women killed. This is a national emergency, an epidemic happening right here in front of us, not behind closed doors, and it must end now. I have worked on the front line of Aboriginal women's safety for 21 years, and I have only seen things get worse. The trajectory is all wrong. Today, nationally, our women are 32 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence than other women. And right here in Victoria, we are 45 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence than other women. This is unacceptable and despicable. Our lives diminished to a statistic. The Aboriginal women behind these numbers are not seen or inquired after, their lives not valued. Being a woman and being Aboriginal makes us doubly disadvantaged and unsafe. Every minute of every day, JIRA witnesses the tangible fear of our women facing not only their abuser, but the system and a society that has denied history and turned its back on our people. The system takes many forms. It purports to protect, but instead it targets, blames, punishes, and too often overlooks Aboriginal women and children's safety. Make no mistake, this is a violent system built on white privilege, dripping with racism. During this 16 days of activism, activate your activism and unite with us to amplify our voice, visibility, and messages to drive change. Show up and speak up every day of the year for women, call out men's violence against women and demand that it end. Advocate with us, calling on government to invest in Aboriginal self-determination. Specialist Aboriginal community-controlled organisations have the solutions. Give us the resources to innovate with our services and programs designed and led by us. Stand up, step forward to address the abhorrent racism that exists in this country, racism that we as Aboriginal people live with every minute of every day, its prevalence finally revealed during what was to be an historic turning point for this country, but instead became a rejection of recognition and a refusal to listen. A deafening silence, destroying the hopes of Aboriginal people and many others. Agitate with us and call for structural change. Stop blaming our women for the violence they experience and stop punishing our women by taking their children. Today, Aboriginal children in Victoria are taken from their mums and their families at a rate far greater than at any time since white settlement. Shame. Family violence is a key driver. Advocate for investment into specialist Aboriginal community controlled organisations that support mums to escape the violence safely with their children. Advocate with us to call on the government to put an end to its harsh laws and order policies, misguided advice from those so-called system specialists and experts. It is unacceptable that Aboriginal women are being misidentified as perpetrators of violence, criminalised and then thrown into a prison cell. It is unacceptable that almost 90% of Aboriginal women in prison have experienced family and sexual violence. Prison is not a place to heal. Finally, JIRA asks that you join our campaign by getting active in this 16 days of activism. Keep an eye out on our social media for what's happening and what you can do. Get behind us in our calls for investment to establish and create our 21-year vision for an Aboriginal Women's Centre in Victoria, the first of its kind, a place where Aboriginal women can access critical services for their safety, a place where women can celebrate being First Nations women, and a centre that enriches the lives of all people in Victoria. You can show up at our event in Victoria Park in Collingwood on the 5th of December at 9:30. Flyers are being handed around and you can go to JIRA's socials to find out more. Come along and get active in the many activities on the day. Show us, starting today, that you are ready. Ready to activate your activism. Let's unite to prevent violence against all women. Now, let me hear you say yes when I ask you this question. Are you ready to activate your activism?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Are you ready to activate your activism?
Yes.
Let's go.